Notas mihi vetsisti vias vite.
Of March 2019, Wednesday of the third week of Lent. Matthew 5:17-19. Do not imagine that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to complete them. In truth, I tell you, till heaven and earth disappear, not one dot, not one little stroke, is to disappear from the law until all its purpose is achieved. Therefore, anyone who infringes even one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be considered the least in the kingdom of heaven. But the person who keeps them and teaches them will be considered great in the kingdom of heaven. We never can win Jesus to relativize the commandments of God. This is an illusion. Because the contrast is true, Jesus is opening a deeper sense of the commandments and gives us the force to keep them. When I had the grace conversion in the year 1977, the first thing I understood after I met Christ is that the commandments of God are most important. It was this what the Spirit of the Lord told me at once, that I was able to finish my bad life before and to come into the wise order of God's love. But today we are facing that those commandments which were tradition in our life, Christian life in the Western countries, for example, they are in danger to get lost, especially on the moral level. Even in the church we found tendency to relativize the commandments of God in the church. And in our times you can hear from one or another bishop that under certain circumstances we cannot ask the people to fulfill the commandments of God and the commandments of the church. For example, if someone is living in a second union with a woman or a woman with a man, and the first marriage is still valid because it was a sacrament, we are asked to live in chastity as brothers and sisters, like the Encyclica Familiaris Consortio said from John Paul II, and also it's written in the Catholic Catechismus. How can we have such a position if we look to these words, to think that people can live in a second union and we cannot ask them for chastity? The right way would be to help people to come to a closer relationship to Christ and to try seriously to keep the commandments of God, even if it sounds difficult. But if we do it, we will discover the beauty of the commandments, and we will have deeper penitence if we heard them, and we will be strengthened by the sacrament of penitence, and we will go the way of the commandments of God. We have to pay attention what we are saying to people, it's very easy to bring souls into error or to be led in error yourself if we don't take the commandments as a very clear point of orientation, of truth. Because the commandments are not only reality like others' realities. At the moment we speak often in the church from the reality of life of human beings in our days, which is far away from the commandments of God. And because of that we cannot make a gesture to say, please keep the commandments. But there is no way without the commandments, because all is penetrated through the commandments. And only if we try to keep them, God's grace can go on. Of course, we need a way to people who are far away from the commandments, how to teach them, that they get knowledge of it. But we can build on the grace of God because He wants it. And we have to ask and to work for the conversion of people. First, ours, of course. Also, the commandments of God are not only just an ideal, which we want to realize. No. The Holy Scriptures witnesses the commandments of God are life. And all life which is not according to the commandments of God, they have not the real life. Therefore, it's so important to bring the gospel to the world and to call people in the force of the Holy Spirit to convert. Because we cannot stop to do that. We cannot teach people not to respect the commandments of God, even not the little ones, because we will have consequences. No, it's the other way around. We should keep the commandments and teach others to do so. This is under the benediction of the Lord. May the Lord help us that we have the light inside, always to find the right word to reach the heart of those who are listening.
Today's communion verse is the last verse of Psalm 16. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
Dominus parcer eritatis me et calicis mei. Tu es qui restitues hereditate meam mihi.